Hello, my name is Peter Van Joni, the curator of Van der Velden Oterra, and I'd like to welcome you to the exhibition. Petrus Van der Velden arrived in Christchurch in June 1890, having immigrated from the Netherlands with his family. He brought with him a wealth of experience as a professional painter and had worked and exhibited alongside major Dutch painters of his generation, including prominent members of the Hague School, such as Joseph Israels. The exhibition, Van der Velden Oterra, is basically curated into three stages. The first, as you come into the show, looks at Van der Velden's colonial contemporaries who worked in the region right up to the 1920s. Oterra. Well, the reputation of the Oterra Gorge as one of New Zealand's untouched natural wonders was firmly established by the late 19th century. This reputation was enhanced by the many published descriptions of the arduous coach journey from Christchurch to Greymouth across the Southern Alps via Arthur's Pass and the Gorge. It was further encouraged by painters and photographers drawn to the region to try their hand at capturing the grandeur and majesty of the mountainous landscape. The West Coast Road was completed in 1866, and from this point a steady flow of artists made the journey over Arthur's Pass and into the heart of the Oterra Gorge in search of the ideal vantage point from which to represent the dramatic landscape in all its splendour. Now, one of the first artists to go through the gorge was Nicolas Chevalier. He passed through the gorge in 1866, just after the road had been completed, travelling on horseback with several companions, including his wife Caroline. In her account of the journey, she describes a difficult yet deeply rewarding passage through the Oterra Gorge and over Arthur's Pass, where the scenery gave her the feeling of greatness of nature and its continual movement, never finished and ever going on. In this watercolour of the Oterra Gorge by Nicolas Chevalier, he's rather exaggerated the peaks of the surrounding mountains to create a sense of greater drama and elevation. Another artist who painted at Oterra regularly was John Gibb from Canterbury. He was one of the most successful Canterbury painters of the 19th century and first visited the Oterra region in 1877. In Clearing Up After Rain, foot of the Oterra Gorge, Gibb depicts the original Oterra Hotel at the foot of the gorge, a staging post for coach traffic in the early days of transport between Canterbury and Westland. This hotel was washed away when the Oterra River flooded in 1866. The second gallery looks at contemporary artists who have responded to Van der Velden's Oterra works, paid homage specifically to Van der Velden, explored the Oterra mountain stream motif that Van der Velden was well known for, and also some artists that just worked in Oterra, capturing the sense of what the region is like today. One of the interesting aspects of Van der Velden's Oterra Gorge series is that they have continued to remain relevant with successive generations of art lovers and artists in New Zealand, no more so than Colin McCann, one of New Zealand's most significant artists. And then his painting, The Days and Nights in the Wilderness, showing a constant flow of light passing into a dark landscape. Through the inscription in the bottom right-hand corner, he pays a very specific homage to Van der Velden. Both artists were drawn to dark and desolate landscapes, and the strong tonal contrast and somberness of McCann's painting reflect something of the feeling of melancholy found in Van der Velden's Oterra paintings, particularly the Mount Rolleston and Oterra River series. So the third and final space in the exhibition is dedicated solely to Van der Velden's Oterra paintings, his mountain stream motif and his Mount Rolleston motif. That's the two major themes in the Oterra series, but also includes his later Oterra paintings, because he returned to the subject about 20 years after he first painted it in his twilight years. His first trip to the Oterra Gorge occurred between the 19th of January and the 3rd of March 1891, just 7 months after his arrival in Christchurch. He immediately became captivated by the majestic and sublime landscape of the region, and one of his most important motifs, a stream descending from a mountain pass, developed out of this first trip to Oterra. With the emphasis on nature, untouched and unsullied by humans, these paintings epitomise Van der Velden's fervent beliefs on God and art. The aim of our existence is nothing else than to study nature, and with so doing to understand more and more how grand and pure nature is. Van der Velden was to become consumed, almost obsessed, by the single subject of a mountain stream at Oterra, which he painted no less than 11 times between 1891 and 1893. In a range of sizes, he explored variations in the flow of water, the rocks, skyline, forest, tone and colours. Perhaps one of van der Velden's most famous quotes epitomises the Otera paintings, and I'll just read that out now. Colour is light, light is love, and love is God, and therefore on Sundays, instead of going to church, I teach my children drawing after nature. I've come to the conclusion that painting or drawing after nature, instead of being a luxury, is the most necessary education of man. The aim of our existence is nothing else than to study nature, and with so doing to understand more and more how grand and pure nature is, and gives evidence of so much love. Van der Velden held strong thoughts on nature, God and art that were common with many Victorians. He believed that through the experience of nature, untouched and unblemished by humankind, one could be brought into a state of closer communication with God. His paintings of the landscape at Otera are an affirmation of his beliefs. We're lucky in this exhibition to have his masterpiece, probably van der Velden's most well-known painting, and that's a waterfall in the Otera Gorge, which is housed in the Dunedin Public Art Gallery, and they've kindly lent it for the exhibition. When this was first exhibited in November 1891 in Christchurch, it was a sensation. Nothing like it had been seen in the city, and glowing reviews were received in the newspapers. It was shown again in Auckland to rapturous reviews, and when it was finally shown in Dunedin in 1892, it was purchased for their collection for the grand sum of £300. So van der Velden's second motif from the Otera visits was a view looking up the Rolleston Valley, where the Otera River and Rolleston Rivers converge. And it features Mount Rolleston on the left-hand side, usually silhouetted in a dark mass. In June 1893, he made a second trip to the Otera Gorge, travelling with several companions in a hired wagon. Their plan was to camp out in the gorge, a somewhat rash decision considering it was the middle of winter. Shortly after they had departed Christchurch, a severe southerly blast hit the region and the group endured miserably cold conditions at Otera. Tragedy hit the party when the Rangiora photographer Alpheus Eldersley caught pneumonia and subsequently died at the George Dyer Hotel at the foot of the gorge. Van der Velden's Mount Rolleston series as a whole captures the moment when the sun sets beyond Mount Armstrong and the barren ridge to the west of the confluence of the Otera and Rolleston rivers. Although less stormy than other versions of the Mount Rolleston motif, this painting depicts the gloomy half-light of the end of the day and the descending darkness cast over the mountains and valley floor. Van der Velden's representation of twilight can be viewed as a metaphor for human existence and the inevitability of death, a fitting view in light of the loss of Alpheus Eldersley and the Māori meaning of Otera, which translates as the last rays of the sun. Towards the end of his life, recognising the Otera series as one of the most significant achievements of his career, van der Velden revisited his Otera Gorge motifs. By 1912, the artist was living in relative poverty in Wellington after leaving Christchurch for Sydney in 1898, and finally settling in the capital in 1904. These late Otera paintings lack some of the immediacy and clarity of the earlier versions, but van der Velden remains in tune emotionally with the landscape. Peter Tomery commented on these late works in 1968. Van der Velden's style changes from the crisply stated forms of the early Otera Gorge to the more fluid expression of the later work. The former marks the objective realist conception, the latter the subjective expressionist one.